It's the 2014 Fuel Ethanol Workshop and Expo going on here in Indianapolis. Caught up with our friends from Patriot Renewable Fuels and Gene Griffith. And Gene, you know, we talked a little bit on domestic fuel already, but let's talk a little bit about the fiber separation technology that you guys have been working with.
Thanks, Leah. Last week we announced a plan with ICM to implement their fiber separation technology and their Generation 1.5 cellulosic fermentation process from that that will be derived from that fiber that's separated. We're pretty excited about that, and we've been planning that for some time. We got enough information, and we think that now is the right time to do that. If we do that, if we can get that implemented, we'll be one of the earlier, maybe the one of the earliest independent ethanol producers to produce a form of cellulosic ethanol, and we're really excited about it.
Well, I can tell, and you know, coming to a workshop and a conference like this, how important is it for you to be here and kind of talking with other industry folks about what's going on?
Well, the people that we work with here are well entrenched in this, and they have a lot of information, and so it's great to be able to network with them and to obtain information that we wouldn't be able to generate on our own. It's a relatively small group of suppliers that that do this kind of research and provide this kind of equipment. So it's great to be able to come and see a bunch of them here at the same time.
Now, at the workshop, there's also the trade show going on, and I know there's a lot of different topics, but what is it that you're hoping to take back when you go back to the plant and talk with the rest of the folks there?
Well, we're kind of focused right now on this fiber separation. ICM has done a lot of work on that. That's a platform that is built on another process that we added last December, which is called Select Milling Technology. And that's a second mill that further processes the starch in the corn kernel as it's ground going into the before that goes into the fermentation process. The platforms that we're adding then that we want to add will be the fiber separation technology, which centrifugally separates the fiber from the starch. And it's it essentially takes all of the starch so that it improves our ethanol production efficiency, so we get more ethanol from the corn, and then we're able to take this fiber and do two or three things with it. One, we could add it back to the distiller's grain and sell it as a high fiber form of distiller's grain or protein. The other way, we can keep it separated, and we would have a higher protein distiller's grain that can be sold for a premium and would be better for monogastric animals. And then we would take that fiber, and what we want to do is to ferment it for additional ethanol. And we think that can presently we're producing about 130 million gallons of ethanol. And we think that can provide another 10 to 12% of ethanol production from the same kernels of corn. So we're really excited about that. That'd be another 10 to 12 million gallons probably on top of what we're already getting out of that kernel of corn. So those are things that we have been able to connect with here. We're working closely with ICM, but they can help us with that. And there's others that are also involved in those kind of processes that I can learn more. And so we can get our schedule set and try to be ready to go with it as soon as we can.
Are you hearing from other folks? I mean, they all probably know that you're doing this fiber separation technology. Are people coming up to you here and wanting to know more about it?
Yeah, I've had quite a few comments because we did put it out on the press late last week. There are other people that are doing similar things, but it's kind of the fiber separation is follows the select milling or the secondary grinding operation. We installed that in December. There's a few other plants that have installed that, but there are more that are adding that. And I know that they're interested in this fiber separation and the Generation 1.5 cellulosic ethanol as well. That's just a matter of time how soon they can implement it, and we hope to be able to get all of our permits and everything done by the end of the year and be able to get it implemented during 2015.
Well, that's coming up right around the corner. It doesn't maybe seem like it right at the moment, but you guys know how quickly that's going to happen. You mentioned getting more ethanol per kernel of corn. Talking about the crop and the record numbers we've been having coming in, that just makes it even better, right?
Well, I think that probably makes it even better. I expect that the corn prices are going to have some be under some pressure in the near term. As a ethanol producer, that works, that helps a little bit, but we want to get as much ethanol out of every bushel of corn that we can, and we've had indications from the trials that they've made that we could go from maybe a 2.8 to well over 3 gallons of ethanol per bushel of corn. So that's a substantial increase. So all of that kind of works together, and I think that it could be very favorable.
Well, Gene, is there anything else you want to mention about the fiber separation?
I think that that's most of it. What we haven't said in the announcement was that it will create more jobs, probably 8 to 10, 12 more jobs. That ethanol will be, you know, if it's 10 million gallons of ethanol, it is whatever the ethanol is worth, but it might be another $20 million, $25 million in revenues. So we're really excited about the possibility and about working with somebody that is as well entrenched in the ethanol technology as ICM is. So we're really looking forward to that part of it.
All right. Well, he's Gene Griffith with the Patriot Renewable Fuels, and I'm Leah Guffey.